AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast, and today on the show, well, there was an auction on the weekend. A GTHO Phase 3 went for just over $1 million. A Tirana sold for $500,000. We asked the question, what did you own that you really didn't want to get rid of, that you were, you know, really dreaded that you got rid of?
And parents in Kansas have a $177,000 fine because their five-year-old knocked over a statue. We wanted to know what your kids destroyed. And on the Gold Coast, they've destroyed a lot.
And I found myself in the doghouse. I don't know why. Oh. All I had to do was take my young fella to footy, and it went a little bit pear-shaped.
Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Look, all I can say is balls, 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 and more balls.
So many. How many do you want? One, two, three, four?
There's not that many left, is there?
Oh, no, there's only about 960, 940 balls. The biggest balls of all, Rodney.
Balls galore.
Balls
yes.
galore.
And they're dropping.
And they're your favourite type.
Yes.
Golf balls.
Golf balls, yes. Gold FM's Gimme Five for Kids. Big ball drop. Mm. It is at Parkwood, Club Parkwood this Friday. $20 a ball. Nearest the pin wins a magnificent trip to Queenstown in New Zealand for two for five nights. Mm. Airfares, accommodation, can't get any better than that.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways to get involved. You can call us here on 13 2710, or you can go to goldfm.com.au and direct yourself through to the ball drop. I just love saying that. The ball drop part of the website to be involved.
Busy as.
Yeah.
Great way to donate. How is everyone? Warm? You're okay? Not too chilly?
No, it's a
5 degrees at the moment, everyone.
I was expecting it to be a lot colder when I walked outside, but it wasn't too bad. Ooh. It's been chilly, but it's not. It doesn't seem to be the coldest day, Rodney. What about down south?
It was five. It got down to 4 degrees just going past Stewart's Road at Tugan this morning.
It is now four degrees, yeah.
Yeah, the latest update I got here at Surface Paradise at 5:20 at 10.2 degrees.
I've still got my phone says four.
Mm. Weird. I reckon there might be a bird sitting on the thermometer.
Oh, Broadbeach, eight.
You might have had the phone against your heart.
Here we go. AJ, Bridge and Spiders, name that year.
Sunny day today, west to southwesters, 19 degrees. Tuesday, sunny day, partly cloudy for Wednesday. Welcome to a little segment we called Name That Year. Bridge and Spider pitted against each other to select the year that a piece of history happens. And today we're going to the movies. We've got some music and we're playing a bit of golf, so...
Oh, Rodney.
Here we go.
Rod will clean this up straight away. All right, here's a little musical recording. Get out, get out of my body. I love you stay by night. Ah. Kim Wilde.
Spidey, you would have loved her in her day, Kim Wilde. If you like Samantha Fox, you would have loved Kim Wilde. Maybe not the biggest future in front of her like Kim Wilde.
Not a...
Samantha Fox, but...
It's a remake of an old song that Kim Wilde sang.
Yeah, do you want the original or do you want the remake?
We want Kim Wilde's version of it.
Okay. No, because that was... Kim Wilde made that in 86.
Yes, she did.
Because the original was actually done in 53.
What?
Anyway, that's it. Sorry.
Did you just make up?
No.
Make that up?
No.
How would you know that?
I had just one piece of information.
No,
I know.
You just plucked it out of your. That's now, what you've done. Well done. Good work.
You know what, darling? You could protest because he didn't say Spider 86.
Oh, it's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth any more arguments before six.
No, I know, but there are rules in this game, and you needed to pronounce who he was.
I was told let him win sometimes,
Okay.
You're just jealous, AJ.
Okay, 1-0 to Spider. It was 1986.
Well done.
I know, I told you that.
Go to the movies.
I read that too. Were you going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter? But is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own... Is your own idea just to impress some girls? Embarrass my friend?
That's Good Will Hunting.
Oh. Did you ever see it, Peter?
I think I did. But to be 100% sure. Not, I think it was in the early 90s. Was it Matt Damon? Was that when he was up and running?
That was when, this was the movie that secured their future. They pretty much did everything behind the scenes of this movie as well as on it. They're best mates.
Look, I'm not quite sure. I'm going to go Spider 92.
No.
I think a little bit later. I'm going to say Bridge 97.
Yeah.
Hey! Is Rob McLeod there today? Rob,
yes, I'm here. Are you there? Yeah, Good Will Hunting earning Robin Williams an Academy Award for his performance. Best Supporting Actor.
Yes. Oh, cool.
Just had to check you're still there.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're out on the course
What's
now.
What's going on? Okay.
Name that year.
Scott, from 15 feet for birdie and the victory.
Changer.
Yeah, it was. Winning the Masters, Adam Scott. Name that.
The green jacket.
Adam Scott.
Everybody's looking at me.
No, we're not going to get there because we're going to have a crack first and then you can exactly explain where you were, Rodney, what you're doing, where you're watching it and how you felt.
Okay.
I reckon it was about, and it wasn't that long ago, it was actually a bit longer than you think. I reckon it was around about 10 years ago. I'm going to go Spider 2007.
Really?
No.
It's hard to know, isn't it? It could have been 10 years ago. I'm going to go a little bit later and say Bridge 2011.
Please get this right. Now we've got a tie and we haven't got anything to play out a tie.
2009 it is, Rodney.
No. This was... Okay, I was here at about a quarter past nine in the morning.
Here we go.
Grab yourself a coffee, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Watching Adam Scott putt for the Masters, and there was no soundproofing on that particular putt because it was heard, you heard it all around the office. 2014, Adam Scott, US Masters champion.
According to this, it says...
Oops.
Oh. You're going to question Rod McLeod.
Here we go.
Well, rookies put it up at 2013.
Actually, that'd be right. Yeah, it was 2013.
Oh,
2014. Oh. 2014, I was watching the replay of Adam Scott. the previous year's
that
Masters.
It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
That's the first time for everything. Right?
Sorry, Adam. Oh, I hang my head in shame. It's going south like my golf game.
We will never forget this, Rodney McLeod. This morning. Note that morning, kids. What is it? 18th of June 2018. Rod didn't know the year Adam Scott won the Masters.
Oh, my shame is impalatable. Taste it.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Spider Sport, it's 5-6.
Yeah, huge weekend of sport if you're into the soccer or the tennis, but mainly our two biggest codes in the country right now is the AFL and the NRL. In the AFL, it was heartbreaking if you're a Suns supporter. The Gold Coast Suns versus the Saints, I thought it was going to be a nil all draw because both sides have been struggling over the last couple of months. And coming into the last quarter, the Suns were 31 points up. And they didn't score in the last quarter, and the Saints kicked a goal with a minute to go to put him in front and to win him the game. So, really disappointing for the Gold Coast Suns. They had it there, and Stewie Jew at the end of the game just said, "Why don't we want to win?" He just said to the players, "Why don't you want to win?"
Is it the yips? Is it the head thing? Is it the mental? What is
it? Oh, it's mentally. Everything's, unfortunately, all footy's played 90% above the shoulders. And as soon as you've got the yips and that they kick a couple of goals, you're thinking, oh, here we go again. They kick another one. You think, yep, it's all just going over.
What team did you play for when this happened? You'd
the
win
Saints.
The first three and then the last quarter you couldn't get.
Nah, the third quarter we always got smashed. And everyone would remind us too. We'd go out there and they'd say, yeah, you know, good in third quarters. Well, here we go, they'll kick a goal. Here it comes.
Really?
And suddenly you all duck your head and, yeah, very disappointing. But good news here for the Gold Coast Titans. They got a win over Canterbury, which we'd lower on the ladder anyway, so they were expected to win. But Ryan James, 3 weeks ago, so the Gold Coast Titans captain, he was called up for State of Origin 1. He went home, he packed his bags, he was on the way to the airport. He gets a phone call. Sorry, you're no longer required.
You're dropped.
Yep. So he's got to do the U-turn, go home, unpack the bags, tell everyone, no, sorry, I'm not going anymore. But they played in Sydney over the weekend, and he was told to stay in Sydney. So he's gone into Origin camp today. So hopefully, the local Ryan Jones, our captain here, gets a chance to represent the Blues. And that's all we want. Hopefully, Queensland name their side today. They're saying Ben Hunt has to be in the side. If they want to win this Origin, they have to have Ben Hunt in the side. So watch selection today and your chance to be at Origin 2 as well down in Sydney.
Yeah. We're going to play the game. It's $1,000 minute this week. We're going to do the $1,000...
Minute of Origin.
Minute of Origin. That's right. So there'll all be Origin... questions?
Yes.
Instead of 10, we'll have 10 Origin questions, and we'll give you a chance to be in Sydney for the big game.
And if you get 8 right today and you're the one with the most right by the end of the week, you are getting a flight and accommodation ready for Sunday night Origin 2 down there at ANZ Stadium in Sydney.
Don't forget this week here at Gold 92.5, AJ Bridget Spider. It's our last week of Give Me Five for Kids, and we're doing the ball drop and your chance to win a ball that gets you a very good prize.
Yeah, you head down to Tasmania for 2 and 5 nights accommodation in Queenstown. There's a Queenstown in Tasmania and also in New Zealand, but we'll send you to the New Zealand Queenstown.
I didn't know there's a Queenstown in Tassie, is
it? Yeah, wow. And they've got their football ground is dirt. It's rocks.
Rocks.
So if you get tackled, you're thrown on the rocks.
Oh, wow. It's, freaking tough.
It's a mining town, so the ground, yeah. Now, listen, on the weekend, a former GDHO, it's a Phase 3, broke sales records. It was once owned by legendary Australian fast bowler Geoff Thompson. It sold at auction in Bathurst at the weekend for just over $1 million. Now, there was a Turana as well. Bridge, the great old Turana.
I love the Turana.
It was a Turana SS A9X GMP and A car. There's only 33 left, and it's sold for $500,000.
They're saying now with the old cars, that's your retirement fund.
Yeah.
That's it, right there. You just hold on to them. I know with mine, I mean, my first car was the Charger. It was a 4-speed Valiant Charger, 308 Hemi. It was amazing, and I wish I still had that. But I had a surfboard that my sister hocked without me knowing.
Oh.
There was a Nev board, but it was an original Nev.
Oh.
That was known when he was known as Nev Hyman. His last name was Hyman, a Christ-centered company. And I had his original board.
Well.
Oh, and she nearly got no longer got it.
She would have got probably $20 for it.
So it pops the question here this morning with AJ Bridge and Spider. What have you got rid of that you wish you hadn't of either sold or got rid of?
Yeah.
I rode your dragster on Thursday.
Sounds wrong. Do you want to explain that, please?
It's a dragster bike.
Yes.
As we grew up, they were the one with the, like, look like a, on the back of it, it has the...
Has the bar in the back and the ape hanger handlebars as well, yes?
I so wish I hadn't got rid of my drags. I love my drags. And I remember I sold it to a mate of mine for about $2.
That looked good. it looked good, you riding down the Tedder Avenue in your dragster these days.
You know, I wish... I read these stories about the Star Wars figurines. I wish I had not taken it out of the packaging now because they're worth... Hundreds of dollars for Luke Skywalker, the original R2-D2, in the packaging. But no, Rodney has to go and play with it.
I'm sure you did, Rodney.
What about you, Peter?
I'm sure you did. For me, look, I had an SLR 5000, a Turana back in the day. Its wheels got pinched, so I got rid of it. And but I had a block of land in Macrae. Now, Macrae is virtually, on the Mornington Peninsula of Victoria, overlooking the beach there, and I just flogged it off when one of my divorces, but I wish I kept it because it was just a primo land. And over the last few years, how much Macrae's gone up is devastating.
What did you sell it for, do you remember? Like roundabout?
About
like compared to now?
120, where if you build a house, it'd be well over a mil.
Yeah. Wowee.
My folks had the opportunity to buy a block of land at Byron Bay for $18,000.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, hey? Yeah.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. It is, and here we all are in radio.
Yep.
It's Gold 92.5's Give Me Five for Kids, helping sick kids of the Gold and Tweed Coasts. To find out more or donate, go to goldfm.com.au.
Life is a journey where you stumble and fall, but I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
And this is why we do it. This is the story of Jack Dallimore.
Jack was a healthy born baby, and last year in July, he had what they classed as his first seizure at school. It was around the 31st of July last year. I was in hospital with my mum, who had just had a stroke 4 days before at Gold Coast.
So
I got them to rush him to hospital because we're on the Tweed. He was having seizures very spasmodically. We didn't know they were seizures. He would call them getting dizzy, but his dizzy is, he describes it as losing all control, not our dizzy, like a room spinning. Got him to hospital, met them there. Then about 2 weeks later, he had another two at school. Then on the last week of the third term last year, he progressed to having them nearly every day. And then on the Saturday that our New South Wales school holidays started, he started having them every hour on the hour. So between that, those few weeks, we'd been in and out of hospital trialing different medications.
Mm.
So once it started every hour on the hour that Saturday, it escalated unbelievably.
Wow.
So we were admitted back to Tweed Hospital, where we had come and gone quite often. And then from there, we were transferred to Lady Salento in Brisbane, where on the 25th of October, Jack had brain surgery. So what they found out is he had what was called a cortical dysplasia of the brain, which was something that's formed when he developed. They don't call it a deformation. They refer it as a malformation.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, without any notice, he just started having seizures at the age of six. They don't know what started it or why it started. And he was having over 70 a day.
Wow.
So up until July through to October, in the last couple of weeks, that he was having them every hour, on the hour, and then in clusters 5 minutes apart. And you could set your watch by it.
How's Jack now? He's had the brain surgery. How many seizures are we down to? How's your stress level?
We've had no seizures since surgery, which is fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
He was on four lots of medication and we're weaned down to one. He's back playing sports. He actually plays AFL with the Cooley kids down at Kira,
cool.
Kira Sports Oval, which is fantastic.
He's picked the right code.
Yeah, he has, definitely. I don't think I'd let him play any other, to be honest. And he's really starting to enjoy it, and he's actually listening and playing the game instead of just bunching up as a little boy and running around together playing daisies.
Oh, that's Paula. That's the mother of Jack Dallimore. An amazing story. 6:45. That's why we do Give Me Five for Kids. And Darren, who just called through, has bought himself a ball for the ball drop this Thursday.
Yeah, Darren in Oxenford. Well done, that $20 and helping out the children.
100%. And could be in New Zealand very shortly.
You can get a $20 ball at goldfm.com.au or give us a call here, 13 20 17. We're giving you the chance to be at the Origin game in Sydney on Sunday. Bridge, not happy with a Sunday game. However, it's happening.
Don't get me started.
Now, we're going to do the Origin Minute.
Yes, we are. So 13, 20, 7, 10. If you think you know your Origin, it's all Origin questions. And the one who gets the most answers correct over the whole week, they simply win the trip to Sydney.
Isn't that great? If you're going to Sydney or anywhere down south, you've got to rug up. It's cold this morning. It was around 4 degrees when I woke up. And I went camping on the weekend. One of the coldest weekends to ever go camping, but...
You had a fire.
It was awesome. It was very, very cold, though. But, look, sometimes when you camp, and especially when it's absolutely in the wilderness, national parks, of course you're going to come across a lot of wildlife.
Mm.
We had some beautiful... what were they? Guinea fowls. Emus are in this area. Kangaroos.
They're very dangerous, the emus. Be careful.
Super dangerous. I've got a whole other story about that. But on the way home, my partner Jamie's gone, something's under my arm. It really hurts.
Mm.
Lifted up his shirt as we're driving and there's a massive tick burrowed into just underneath his armpit.
Nothing worse.
A tick.
You've been done by a tick, AJ?
Oh, shocking, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. In Tasmania, they had two heads.
I bet they do. Oh, that's a good point. Is that where you got bitten? I don't want to know.
No, don't ask.
In Tasmania, it just sounds wrong.
Never had ticks. None of the kids. I've never seen a tick.
It's really weird. You always camp all the time and you've never had a tick.
No, never had
really?
Anything. Never seen it. Like, I'm probably covered in them, but I don't know.
That's the problem. No, they are really bad. And, of course, paralysis ticks, they can really kill dogs very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So straight away we're like, yuck, quick, pull the car over. We're trying to get it out. This thing will not come out. It will not come out.
How do you get them out?
Because they burrow their head in and you've got to be really quick and with tweezers because if you leave the head in, it can still get the poison happening. So as I'm trying to pull this thing out, it's injecting more poison into Jamie. We're freaking out. It wasn't too full of blood, which was that's a good thing, obviously. So we get home and he's got a massive rash underneath it, and then we're doing the whole monkey check on each other. Because you got to check your hair, all the places under your armpits as well. All the just like places that are warm. I'm checking everything out. So it was
really.
I can't believe you haven't been. You don't know with a tick.
None of us.
So I've got to monitor Jamie today because you just don't know. You can get diseases from them. They carry a lot of diseases. And then Jamie says to me, "I think you've got one in the middle of your head."
The what?
And so I looked in the mirror, and how upsetting for me. I said, no, it's just a pimple, but thanks for thinking that's a tick burrowing into my head.
No, you
but,
mention it.
That's why I got in first, before you could, brother.
I didn't say anything.
So in Tally Valley, here on the coast, there's heaps of ticks and paralysis ticks. And I remember years ago, I used to have to check the dogs every day for ticks. So one day I had Jemima, my pug, and I saw one on her stomach. And I got the tweezers and I'm pulling and this thing wouldn't come out. I am pulling and trying to pull it off. And she is screaming in pain. I said, honey, I've got to get it out. I'm so sorry. You know, trying to pull it. I said, I'm going to just bring you into some brighter light under the, in the bathroom. Pulled her in there, trying to pick this thing off. It was her nipple.
Oh, no.
I was trying to pull a nipple off.
That wouldn't come off.
It was black. It was black.
Oh, Bridge.
How bad is that? So please check.
Oh,
make
yes.
sure it's a tick and not a nipple, people.
Oh, goodness. 3-7.
I know.
I can feel that. 3-7.
I know. How's this? The parents cop a massive fine. Imagine if this was your son.
Okay.
5 years of age.
Yeah.
Pretty innocent. You know, it's hard when you're either in a waiting room or you're at the shopping centre or you're at a function and your kid just goes off.
They are machines.
They are. And look, these parents in Kansas City, this is the worst nightmare ever. A very expensive fine of $177,000 when their child knocked over a statue, and it was a piece of art, and it was a glass statue. This doesn't sound too good, though, called Aphrodite de Kansas City. Not like Aphrodite de Rome, Milan, whatever, de Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how much it was worth.
$177,000.
Yes, that's what they're asking for this. They were at a wedding and a reception, and the mother said, look, I think my child just went up and tried to hug the statue.
Yeah.
And if it's that much money, surely it should be
why
behind
would
glass
you have
or something.
Out.
Exactly right. $177,000. But it does beg the question because sometimes they are like a goat in a china shop.
They're reptiles.
They are. Has it been in a shopping centre when they've knocked over a display? Or, you know, at home?
Oh, well,
what have they wrecked?
Summer and Anae, brand new DVD player when DVDs were all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was brilliant to try and see how much of their breakfast they could fit in the DVD player.
Excellent.
Open it up and, Anae being the youngest, put her toast and a bit of yogurt as well.
Lovely.
And then attempted to close it and then stuff the whole lot. Brand new. Like not even, they didn't even watch a movie on it, I reckon.
No, that's right. You know, kids these days wouldn't even know what it is now, a DVD player.
I saw a kid the other day, Woolworths, over here, bowl over a big chocolate stand. Came up behind it, just bolted the back of it.
Bowled it over.
Went all over that joint.
I remember the Artie Bridge Judy took my little niece Ella, and it was a big, you know, like the cosmetic stands, and they used to have the big kind of buckets of $2 for the nail polish. Tipped all her lemonade over all the big bucket of it, so every bit of it was sticky. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? We'd love to know on 13/20/17, what have your kids destroyed at a shopping centre, at a function,
at home?
Parents' worst nightmare in Kansas City, having to pay $177,000 because their 5-year-old knocked a statue over. That was a glass statue. Wow, we want to know what your kids have destroyed. Maybe it was something at the shopping centre. Did you have to pay for it? Oh.
Lisa at Labrador, what's your story?
Oh, my kids completely destroyed my CD player in my car. They posted all of their coins from my ashtray, and I had to, like, pay about, I don't know, it was $320 or something ridiculous to get the whole dash pulled out to get all the coins out of my CD player.
Oh, no. And it would have been when you quickly ran in to pay petrol or something. That's when they've done it.
Oh, absolutely.
13/20/17. What have your kids done or what have you seen kids done in a disaster situation at home or out and about?
This is a parent's worst nightmare. You have a fun day out.
Yeah.
And it costs you a lot of money. That happened to a couple in Kansas. These parents, it cost them $177,000. That's the fine they received after their 5-year-old knocked over a glass statue at a wedding.
Yeah, I don't know why it would have been. If it was at a museum or if it was somewhere like that, you understand. But if it's at a reception centre and kids are allowed, it's a little bit hard. But kids do. They just seem to cost you a lot of money in weird, wonderful ways.
They certainly do.
Carolyn at Mudgerabar, tell us your story.
Well, when my son was three, he was trying to be very helpful. I looked out the window and there he is filling the petrol tank with water.
Oh, Karen.
Oh, no.
Yes. And he's still not much better. He bought himself a new car and it was a diesel and he filled it full of petrol. So he hasn't improved much.
Slow learner. Yeah. Rebecca in Helensvale, hello. Oh, dearie me, this is a shocker. What happened?
Oh, what happened?
It was my son's very close in age, and so this happened when one was two and one was three, and they were in a pram looking at each other, and one was very, very sick, and as we were going through the barbecue chooks at Westfield, he decided to throw up over about 20 chooks.
Hang on, he did the Technicolor yawn over 20 chooks.
It was awful.
Oh.
I'll never forget it, and there was not one person to help me out, and I didn't even take the baby bag, and I had no baby wipes. It was. I'll never forget it. I was. I was so embarrassed.
Nothing better than over the loudspeaker. Can we mop and bucket to the chooks?
Yuck.
Mop
and bucket. I know. So we kind of said, no one came and helped us. So I just kind of just walked away.
Oh, no, you didn't. You walked away from the chooks.
Yeah.
I thought it was a combo deal, a chook and corn and carrot. Oh.
Yeah, a bit of sour cream.
Oh, yuck.
Love it. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks, Beck. We are hearing correctly in the news about Clive Palmer from you. Is that right?
Yes. He's making another tilt at Australian politics.
Just when it was safe. Yeah. Just when it was safe. We thought Clive had gone away. Anyway, more about that later this morning. On Friday, we'll be at Club Parkwood for our Gold FM Give Me Five for Kids ball drop. It's the third section of Give Me Five for Kids. It's a great competition. We put a whole lot of golf balls in a helicopter. We drop them onto a green, and closest to the pin will win a magnificent trip to New Zealand, to Queenstown. Now, here's how you get your balls. Club Parkwood.
Yes.
Gold FM. goldfm.com.au or just pop into Gold FM or 13 20 710. $20 for a ball.
That's it. One ball, $20. Two balls, $40.
And as they say in Powerball, one ball could change it all for you.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, this is a massive important issue. If you're into reality television, we'll get on to who won The Voice last night. And did they actually use their voice? But I want to talk about reality television and men crying on reality television. You know what you're signing up for before you go onto these reality television. And I'm talking about House Rules contestant David. Now, he's from Perth and every episode he cries. You got to watch tonight because he's going to cry. Aww, it's embarrassing.
It could be the pressure cooker of the competition.
It's not. It's a turn-off. That's what it is. He cries when the judges love his rooms. And now he cries. And then suddenly the contestants like it. He'll cry. Then the judges don't like it. He'll decide to cry again. And then the contestants don't like it. He'll cry. Okay. He just continues. Then they say, it's okay. He cries. Then they give him some feedback. He cries. His wife asks him to do something. He cries.
It's beautiful.
Oh my God, just shut up. It's revolting. It's an absolute turn off. Men crying on television is way too much. It's embarrassing. Even a radio interview a couple of days ago, I heard he cried.
Aww.
You can't cry. Come on. Real men don't cry. Yes, and tonight, David on House Rules goes to the next level with crying. So tonight, I want everyone to put their tissues out for David on House Rules because of a blubbering mess doesn't make good television.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
There's frost on the ground at Tugan. No, at Banogan. Bridgie was just so amazing.
Wow, hold on.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth
than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
It is, and it's 16 to 8 at Gold.
Oh, we're kicking off with Contro. You were just talking about crying in reality telly with House Rules.
Yeah, Dave from House Rules. Shut up.
Now, I just felt like I was having a cuppa or a glass of vino with my bestie on my veranda at home, the way we were talking about The Voice just then. You're so across it, Peter.
Yeah, I'm all over.
Oh, what side of the fence you are, because controversial contestant Sam Perry was crowned this year's winner of The Voice. Now, he's the 28-year-old guy who was the loop artist. So he'd come out and he had his own electro-techno gear and would loop his own voice and make it into a song. And it was brilliant, but does that qualify as someone who has an amazing voice?
Well, that's the thing. He's very, very talented, don't get us wrong, but he's not using his voice.
No.
He is using it, but then he's changing it through electronics. So that's kind of, I don't know, I don't think it is, but at the end, it was pretty impressive.
Well, hang on. The bloke's made squillions out of it. A bloke called Ed Sheeran. He's been looping his life.
He's been loopy, 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 but still, he wasn't on a reality telly show. But this is vocal effects. But I was saying to you, the lady that came second, but you know her name. Oh, you know all about it. Well, tell me about it.
Yeah, Bella. She actually comes second, runners up in the children's voice and come back for the voice itself and then come runners up again. They reckon she's going to be a big thing in the next couple of years.
So if you need a best friend, have a glass of wine with this afternoon. Discuss all things reality telly. Spiders, you man.
I'm all over it.
All over it. Now, the lovely Tom Gleisner, who hosts Have You Been Paying Attention? It's on Channel 10 tonight.
Oh, have you been paying attention?
Sorry,
I was just checking.
Trying to be funny.
He's trying to be funny. Yeah. That's all right. We'll get him right now anyway, AJ. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us. How are you?
And of course, that's what the show is all about,
yes.
Tom.
I think people who do 5 days a week radio, Spider as an exception, of course, tend to know a lot about the news, and that's you know, really important that you're across it. You, even if you're not interested in the Kardashians, it's kind of thrust in front of your face every morning.
Can you just throw something at us then? Because, you know, we work in radio 5 days a week, and we should be paying attention.
Yes.
Can you just throw something at AJ?
Oh, okay. AJ, an Indonesian woman tending her vegetable garden was eaten by a giant what?
Come on, let's see how much you've been doing your research, AJ. It's the number one story at the moment everyone's checking out.
Cockroach.
Wow. You're reading a different website than me. No, I'm sorry, AJ. It was, in fact, a python. I don't know this is the thing about news. Everyone knows a lot about the stuff they're interested in.
Yes.
And clearly Indonesian news is not a big feature of AJ's life.
Yeah.
had I asked the World Cup question, would I have got a more informed answer?
Oh, ask him.
Ask him.
All right, okay. Let me think. Optus has been forced to apologise to soccer fans. What for? Again, okay, probably not the best topic for it.
It's unreal. It's really exposing AJ for the research he does to help us out in breakfast.
This is what we deal with every day.
Every day, Tom.
Do you want him
you
on your show?
That, man. That is incredible.
We are carrying them, yes! Yeah. Said by Tom Gleisner.
Thank you, Tom. That's all we got, Tom. You've solved it for us.
Hey, Tom, you've been amazing.
Thanks,
thank
mate.
You. You're paying
Thanks,
attention.
Guys. Good to talk.
To cool city today, as we've found out, sunny today, 19 degrees, sunny tomorrow. I read an Instagram post from Bertie earlier this morning, and it said, it looks cold because it is cold.
That's been obvious.
Yeah, and is another weatherman on the phone right now. It is Luke Bradnam from Luke Libby and Dobbo. Oh, by the way, what's the secret sound?
I think it is someone shivering.
Something everyone does in the mornings.
Well, certainly this morning. Have you seen how cold it's got here on the Gold Coast?
Mm.
Hang on, Luke.
Well, that's why we rung you.
Why are we all surprised? This is called winter. This is a season.
No, come on. I know we beat it up sometime, the people, but this has been our coldest day of the year so far. Mm. So, I mean, you know, we've got to bang our drums a little bit. Mm. Actually, you know, where I am at the moment, I'm in Southport, and we haven't it actually hasn't been that cold here. We got down to just 8 degrees. But Coolangatta this morning, where we finished our walk when we were doing K's for Kids last Thursday, 0 degrees this morning it got down to.
Yeah, Tugan was 3. Yep.
The duck egg.
It's been very cold. Narang was expected to get down to 1. It was slightly warmer than that. But, this has been our coldest morning of the year. But we're paling in significance to some of the other places around southeast Queensland. I just had a look where the coldest spot was this morning. Thank God we're Gold Coasters and we don't live in Oakey. just short of minus five this morning.
Oh, well, we do know that Scott in Benogan called. He said there is frost in Benogan this morning. Luke, you might want to do your cross from there.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes, I'm going to put on my ski gear and head to Benogan straight away. I mean.
Hey, Luke, what are we expecting for the rest of the week?
Well, we're going to wake to single digits every morning this week here on the coast. But today, our daytime temps, we're not even going to crack 20 degrees, which is like freezing for us. we're going to get back warmer. 22 degrees is our average this time of the year, and we're going to be back to that by Wednesday. So sort of back to normal weather from Wednesday, but just some cooler mornings, but nothing compared to what we've had this morning. So pretty much back to normal and blue skies. I love this time of year. I went out fishing yesterday and on Saturday off South Stradbroke. Like, you would have saw the surf. It was like Lake Pacific out there. There's no surf whatsoever. And the tailor have moved right in. The mullet netters are on the beaches at the moment, and it's a great time of the year. I love it.
Cold front about to come through now.
Oh, why? What's happened?
We're about to find out. The beautiful Mrs. Everett.
Hang on. Pull out the
dogs out! Spiders in the doghouse. Again.
What's happened?
Hang on.
What's happened?
Can only do one thing at a time.
What's that?
What's happened?
They can't multitask.
What's happened?
I think that Peter just struggles with doing anything else but breathing.
What do you mean?
What's happened?
How can you say, what do I mean? Yesterday, we're at football. All he has to do at the end of football is collect one child, which the child normally collects the father anyway. One child, one mouth guard, and whatever personal items they might have, you know, e.g. car keys, telephone. Mm. So no, we walk out all the way out to the car, other end of the football ground. Have you got the keys? Why would I have the keys, Peter? We walk all the way back. We get the keys. We get in the car, a second attempt, and we're halfway home. Have you got my phone? Why would I have your phone? I've been on canteen the whole time. I've not been in the change rooms. Why would I have your phone? So he's lost his phone.
Oh, Peter.
Like, seriously, how hard is it? I said to him, what did you do when you walked out of the change rooms? What was going through your mind? Were you thinking, okay, I've got the child, I've got the footy boots, got the mouth guard bag, yep, we're all good, we've got everything.
Got everything.
Yeah. No. What was your answer? You said, oh, I just want to get home and do the gardening.
You're a different unit, aren't you? Seriously, are you having a crack at me? You're always having a crack at me. Hang on. Do you have a crack at me or not?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a different unit, seriously.
Hey, there's two kennels in his doghouse now, obviously.
No, I want to know, am I the only suffering wife on the Gold Coast? Do all men do this? Because it literally, he's like having another 12-year-old.
Do you know, Cherie, I think it's because man bags have to come back. That's why we don't forget anything, because we have handbags. Everything's in it.
There'll be so many males out there that are pretty much like just an extra kid, surely. Yeah.
Of course.
Seriously. It just does my... And then he goes, oh, can you find it for me? What do you mean, can I find it? I wasn't in the change rooms. Where'd you have it? I don't know. Where did you put it down? I don't know. Is it in the footy bag? I don't know. And then he starts berating me because I don't know where his phone is.
Oh, Peter.
Oh.
You're just off on your own world, aren't you?
He is, seriously. There's like an electrical current up there that's got a major break in it.
But, Cherie, what would happen if you lost everything?
Oh, no, I never have. That's the thing, I never have. And one time I dropped an iPad at Ayers Rock. One time in 17 years, I dropped an iPad because I had a vomiting child. I had another woman with us that wasn't feeling well, and I was trying to make sure neither of them vomited in my motorhome, and I dropped an iPad. And do you think he lets me forget about that? One iPad.
I was going to say, I do recall doing a crazy call on you once. You did leave your bag on an aeroplane that had the iPad in it, didn't you? Yes.
Oh, come on. Lord, the stuff I have to put up with.
Yeah, I'm on your
side. Two ex-wives, four kids, and Peter.
Thank you, Cherie.
Hello, this is the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, speaking. And from 5 cents to $5, the month of June is about raising money for life-saving equipment for the children's wards of the Tweed and Gold Coast hospitals. Give five for kids. Donation info at goldfm.com.au. That'll be Christopher Pine. Must run. Pine out.
It's Gold Money 2.5's Give Me Five for Kids, helping sick kids of the Gold and Tweed Coasts. To find out more or donate, go to goldfm.com.au.
Life is a journey where you stumble and fall.
but I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
And the community spirit behind Give Me Five for Kids, as you realise, is quite amazing at this time of the year. We'll find out another story in just a moment. We're going to have a chat to Bree at Sanctuary Cove. But don't forget, Friday, the next section, it's part three of Give Me Five for Kids. It's the Gold FM AJ Bridge and Spider Ball Drop.
Yes, now you may have remembered this. We've done it a few years in the past where we have a, thanks to at Parkwood Village, we've got a massive helicopter that has all golf balls in it. We put it up in the sky, drop all the golf balls down over a hole, and the closest one to the pin wins. And you're going to win big time. So for $20 this Friday, you could win a trip for two to Queenstown, and you're helping out a worthy cause.
Yeah, and it's the Festival of Golf. They've got the virtual reality golf. I reckon they've got the best mini putt in Australia.
Yep.
It's going to be all happening when they do drop the balls on Friday. But the main thing is you've got to be in there with a ball to win it. So only $20 and you get yourself a ball in the drop.
Three places you can do that. You can get one from Club Parkwood at goldfm.com.au or give us a bell here on 13 2710.
Hey, Bree, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Unbelievable story. You had inspiration last Thursday. Can you tell us what you did to raise money for Give Me Five for Kids?
Well, I made a little bucket and I thought I'd get the Century Cove community together and raise some money, and we've got a building company up there and I'm also a hairdresser. So I went around and attacked all the trees and made them empty all their ashtrays and glove boxes.
And you were even shaking the tin on the streets.
Yeah, I was shaking the tin on the streets and people were just throwing money at me. And then about 2 o'clock, I was only up to about 7:50, so I put up a post on the locals page and said, come on, let's do this. So then Matt Gates of Century Cove, Ray White, sent me a message and said, I'll make it up to the $1,000. So.
I love that, because you said you're shaking your cans asking for some money at Sanctuary Cove. It wasn't going to sound too good. You know what? Yeah. You are an absolute treasure. Can you tell us some of the techniques? I'm not the best at asking for money. What, Bree, are some of the techniques that you said to the tradies to go, come on, need to get the money?
She just shook her cans.
I was just out the front yelling at them, saying, get out here and empty your ashtrays. Come on, they thought it was for my husband's drinking fund.
Well, good on you, Bree. That's a big effort. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. No worries. My pleasure.
And I was going to say, what we loved about it, even, and you've got JM Building Developments, but funniest thing was we were sitting at the pub and people were still coming up to her at 7 o'clock that night, giving her $5, $10, $20 for the whole night. So you're still collecting now.
I know. I think we're up to about 1,400, so I'll drop the rest over this afternoon, Spider.
Hey. Oh, Bree, you are one of our Give Me Five for Kids champions, and we really appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Shake those cans. Shake those cans.
Don't be retro. Don't be retro.
She's married.
Hey, Herb, is that a rod in your pocket, or are you just happy to see us? Help me, Herb.
Yes, we speak to Herb every Friday with his fish and tips, and he joins us on a Monday to solve the world's problems. And Herb, it is International Fishing Day today, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry to say, were you at work? It? Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, isn't it? No one tells me until after I roll up at work.
Of course. So, anyway. Look, this has been sent in by a lovely lady called Justina from Pacific Pines. She said, Herb, I'm a woman who loves fishing and I'm good at it, but my husband is not a fan. I want to convince him to buy a boat and I want him to enjoy the fishing with me so we can bond together. How can I convert my husband to loving the fishing?
Wow, what a woman. I mean, straight away.
Ring her.
Yeah. No, I'm married straight away. If that was me and I was that Sheila, I would catch and release that fella and let him go, and I would put just what you told me on Tinder, and she will have 10 million likes going on. I tell you what, there'll be likes going, oh my God, have a look at what we got here. She wants him to buy a boat. What is his problem? Does he like golf or something?
Yeah, it says something about golf, but
yeah.
So you recommend that, look, she sacks him. She can't sack him.
No.
Can she influence him anyway?
It's not all about the oofty McGoofty, my friend. It's about the time you spend with each other in between that. And fishing is a great pastime. He's not going to come to the party, mate. ship out and she can find some other fella who's going to float a boat. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous, you know. He won't get a boat because, I don't know why, he likes whatever he likes, guys. But surely you can just go and get a tinny and keep her happy. Take her out once a week, once a fortnight, and go for a fish. Then he can go golfing the next day. You've got to do things you don't like sometimes for your partner to stay in the relationship. That's all I can say is rack him off, chuck your line out, get another one. You've got a great Tinder story there, and you will absolutely nail it.
Okay. Thanks, Herb. We'll look for her on, what's her name again?
Justina from
Justina
Pacific.
On Tinder. Hashtag Justina.
Swipe to the right.
Thank you. We've determined 1987 was the greatest year in music. In Excess were crowned the greatest artist of all time, and U2's The Joshua Tree, the greatest album. Now we're determining the greatest decade of all time, and with Al, next 82 versus 2002.
Freeze frame. 82. Oh, shiver.
Yeah.
Something
that nobody else can
give. No. There you go. 82 has got to win.
82 against 02 in the greatest decade of all time. Next, have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow at Gold.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.